smoker.
Was there a loss of decorum in Dickinson over the weekend? Any chaos in Castleton or madness in Mandan or Minot? Riots in Ray? Protest in Partial? Huh. I didn't see any either. The Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman verdict came and went, and it looks like folks here in the Northern Plains have taken it with a grain of salt, as we say. How about that? Welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennen, and in all seriousness, much of the weekend was consumed with news about the trial of George Zimmerman and a not guilty verdict. And then we heard from folks like the mayor of New York and the race baiters like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and President Obama took to the podium and in one hand urged calm and respect for the verdict, which was noble, but on the other said we ought to be asking ourselves if we're doing all we can to stem the tide of gun violence that claims too many lives across the country on a daily basis. You know, the second I heard that, I wondered, is self-defense gun violence? Because if we're supposed to respect the verdict said it was self-defense. So, self-defense isn't gun violence, right? Or is it? I don't know. You tell us here today on the program at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A few questions posted at the What's on Your Mind Facebook page, which you can easily link to from What's on Your Mind Radio as well. Time to take your calls on any and all topics in this first hour on What's on Your Mind. And then next hour, Senator John Hoeven, the future of the Farm Bill. Now the House has passed their version. What will the Senate do? We'll ask. Also, Andy Peterson, president of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. He is with Steve Bakken, who, by the way, is in Denver for the Bakken Infrastructure Conference that's being held there. Bakken's a big deal in Denver, in case you didn't know. And Steve's out there participating in the conference, along with some other folks talking about the Bakken, Andy Peterson among them. They have a new billboard up. The new billboard says North Dakota's open for business. The billboard's back, folks. So we'll talk with Andy about that campaign that caused a little bit of consternation, especially among Moorhead City officials when it was put up on the border just a few miles into Minnesota in Moorhead. Some city officials didn't like that much. It's now down to the Twin Cities. So we'll talk with Andy about that and welcome your reaction, too, on the program. All right, here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Here's the question. What's on your mind? And I might be wrong, but I didn't notice any riots in Ray or protests in Partial or any post-verdict madness in Mandan or Minot or chaos in Castleton. Looked to be no loss of decorum in Dickinson. Way to go. Craig in West Fargo, you're first to go on our Monday edition post-verdict of What's on Your Mind. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. The guy doesn't almost know where to start. You know, there's so many black-on-black murders in Chicago, President Obama's home city, that for him to use this as a platform to try to take away guns, it's so, you can see right through it, and it's crazy. And frankly, this has not been a race issue, this whole thing. I find the more you know about the case, the more you realize it's not about race, the less you know you think it might be.
You know, I would expect to connect the dots on the whole gun control thing because that's just in their DNA, right? I mean, when Sandy Hook Elementary happens, instantly it becomes it caused the jury to the point of even using family members of victims to advance that cause. But this one's a double whammy, isn't it, Craig? It isn't just about, you know, moving the ball on gun control. It's throwing in race, which to me is really irresponsible. Not just, I won't put it all on Obama. It's Michael Bloomberg in New York. It's, I guess we expect it from, you know, the Al Sharptons and Jesse Jacksons, because it's job security for those guys. But it really seems un-American to me to use this incident to try and stir racial flames. Sickens me.
There's a whole lot of that white guilt out there that wants to just immediately play the race card for when it doesn't even apply, especially with Zimmerman. If you look at the man's background, I mean, and unfortunately, most people that are spouting off haven't looked at the case in depth enough to know what the heck they're talking about.
I would assume that's the case, because the facts, you know, that we know, even just as, you know, casually watching the trial and the reports and seeing the pictures and everything else, tell you very different. And in fact, the jury didn't even get treated to a lot of the stories about Trayvon Martin and his record and text messages saying he was looking for a gun or the issues that he had.
I'm sorry, but if the Justice Department does, if Holder does what they are, say they're going to do, if they bring this man to trial, it's just, I don't know what to say about this country anymore.
Appreciate the call, Craig. There's some of your reaction, and quite honestly, we've seen a lot of the reaction, I mean, with the protests and the headline grabbing from elsewhere, and it's one of the reasons that we've not spent a lot of time on this topic, but wanted to get the Northern Plains reaction to this, really, to try and bring some common sense to this. Steve, did you attend any of the protests there in Denver? I know you were.
No, I just watched some of them on the news, and you know.
You didn't paint up like a sign or anything, and
I did not put a sign up anywhere. You know, most of what I saw from the news side of things was it was wait and see, wait and see, wait and see, wait and see, but something was going to happen. To me, it almost got to the point where somebody was looking to pick a fight. Didn't matter who won, didn't matter the outcome of the trial, somebody was looking to pick a fight. And somebody wanted to protest just for the sake of protesting. Does that make sense?
They were ready. They were ready to do it. In fact,
people wanted something to rebel on.
You had a late Saturday night verdict, you know, what was it, 9, 10 o'clock when the verdict came down. It had a recipe for what could have been, and I don't think it was as bad as some people predicted, thankfully.
Well, it was potentially a primetime spark. I mean,
there
Saturday
were protests.
Night.
There were protests. There were a number of, and the usual crazy statements and everything else, but not to the degree some had thought. But we expected some of that. I'm more curious about what folks here think about all that. And Craig raised a good point in his comment. The previous caller, the next decision now has to do with the Justice Department deciding, okay, do we want to try this guy for a violation of Trayvon Martin's civil rights, just to try and further inflame this? Almost like, well, we didn't get the result we wanted there, so we're going to go this route now. Let's see what
How do you
thinks.
Do that?
To me, that
falls under double jeopardy. I mean, it was bad enough to me that they changed the parameters of the sentencing. You know, when it looked like, well, maybe we won't win with the murder conviction, let's change this to maybe a manslaughter, which, well, that wasn't what he was being tried for. So, I cry foul on that anyway from the get-go. Now you're looking at, well, they didn't find him guilty of that, so let's try him on something else.
Exactly.
What, are you
going to keep
throwing stuff at the wall until something sticks? I don't
think
so. Is that what this government's supposed to be?
Let's see what our listeners think. Lloyd and Botno, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Yeah, I've seen that case, and I think he's partially to blame. I mean, he should have been following the kid. You know, we all make choices, you know. They both made a bad choice that night.
He should have been what, do you think, Lloyd? If you were George Zimmerman, what would you have done differently?
Well, I think I would have had a dog instead of a gun, for one. I think it could have been avoided, but maybe they should look into the Neighborhood Watch program, too, you know. You know, maybe they can change something about that. So it doesn't happen again.
Again, what would you do differently?
I guess I wouldn't have followed the kid. I guess I would have minded my own business.
Well, then it's not much of a neighborhood watch program.
Well,
though,
yeah, as a neighborhood watch, isn't that his job?
Well, I mean, you could, he yeah, I understand what you're saying. But, you know, the town I live in, there's only 17 people in it. And I'm actually, I live in Overly. And, you know, we don't have to do much neighborhood watch there. You know, we got a couple dogs outside and they'll let you know if someone's coming around.
Well, that's why you live where you live, probably, Lloyd, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, one of the things, Lloyd, is to me, I think there may have been a different outcome in this trial if Florida didn't have the Stand Your Ground law. I think that changed it. Yeah, to a certain degree. A lot of states do and a lot of states don't. But it to me, that Stand Your Ground law is kind of a way to validate the Second Amendment.
Well, guess what? There's calls for the changes in that, too. Lloyd, appreciate the call. Others welcome. 800-228-0550. Your reaction on this or any topic, what's on your mind? Let us know. With Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hyman. We're coming up.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
When Nested Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nested of Nested Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nested Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nestedconsulting.com. Or find the link at BakkenBeacon.com.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Or you can email us at the studio. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know, Scott, one of the big things I think that this could line up to is be another attack on the Second Amendment. I think all the things are falling into place for the administration to go after the Second Amendment and gun rights again.
Well, and tell me something that I don't know. right? I mean, that's the MO. What I think we have here is a double whammy. We have pot stirring on the racial side of things, and we have, as I say, I'm still scratching my head over the statement from the president asking for respect for the jury verdict at the same time that he's saying, ask yourself if you're doing enough to stem gun violence, as though suggesting there was gun violence here. Is self-defense gun violence? I don't know. Let's ask Matt and Steele for his reaction. 800-228-0550. Go!
Hey, guys. You know, this whole case has been a circus from day one, and I agree with what you say, that the whole case has been media hyped to fit an agenda, and the agenda is another attack on guns, and it's also serving for division in this country. You know, I'm from Orange Park, Florida, which is about 30 miles from Sanford, and I've been up here for 2 years, and I've still got family down there, and you know, I've talked to them on and off during the time that this trial is going on. And they said that, you know, the tension down there is really, really tense right now, you know. And when I heard that they had found Zimmerman not guilty, I said, okay, good. This can be gone and over with. And, you know, more important matters can be focused on with the media and with the nation. And then I was dumbfounded whenever Obama came out and said that, you know, they're considering going after him for civil rights violations, you know. And my question that I would love to ask Holder and Obama is, 2.5 years ago, a friend of mine in Florida was shot and killed by three black guys. They carjacked him, and they were acquitted for lack of evidence. And, you know, why didn't the Justice Department go after them for a civil rights violation? You know, it's a double standard in a situation like this. And the Obama administration is definitely using it, just like they used Sandy Hook, just like they used the Aurora shooting to fit their agenda. The only difference on this is it's also serving to divide the nation. And I think it's just blatant hypocrisy coming from the president that promised transparency and promised to bring the nation together.
Matt, thanks for the phone call. I just one point. I really don't know if the media can focus on something important or they're going to look for the next sensational story. Let's go to Sue in Minot. Sue, what's on your mind?
Hey, you know, it is sad that the young man was dead. It's sad that Zimmerman's life is going to be messed up for his existence. But aren't we kind of missing the point? He was doing his watch job, called into the police, and they told him, stop, don't follow. And he disobeyed that. And all of this came into being. If he's going to be part of that watch group, shouldn't he have to follow the rules? And when the cops tell him to stop, shouldn't he be punished for that instead?
I don't know what the law would provide in the way of a punishment there, Sue, but yeah. Certainly, obviously, the jury weighed all that and didn't think there was, I mean, still don't. I mean, in other words, if he doesn't defend himself, is he the one that's dead?
Well, you know, defending yourself is one thing, but he shouldn't have been in that position because they told him, don't follow, we will take care of it. And he didn't listen.
Yeah. Well, actually, though, there's a difference between a police officer. I would assume there's a difference between a police officer telling you not to do something and somebody who's a dispatcher who's doesn't have that authority.
It's probably just a standard
semantics.
Reaction, right?
Yeah.
For them to say don't get involved. Do you agree with the verdict, Sue?
I don't think it should have gone to trial as a murder case.
What should it have been?
Possibly a manslaughter or something tying into the self-defense and everything since he got himself into that position.
Appreciate the call, Sue. Thank you. Good reaction today from our Northern Plains listeners. Just exactly what we're looking for. Carl Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Carl, your take.
I think maybe we need to lower the adulthood age to 16. I'd wonder, what if Trayvon would have been 13, but there's some 13-year-olds that could be, you know, larger than Trayvon was. And what if you or I would go and hit somebody that's 17? We might be in trouble for doing something to a minor. or even if a young guy takes out a girl who's 17 years old in North Dakota, he could be in a lot of trouble. He could think she's 25, but she, you know, I just thought I'd throw that minor part in. These kids know you can't hit them or do anything to them because they're a minor. But in this case, Trayvon was a minor, and I don't hear that brought up much.
Do you have to ID somebody before you defend yourself?
Well, I'm just saying, what if he'd have been 13? Would that have made any difference?
I would hope a 13-year-old wouldn't have been out that late at night.
Well, but I mean,
I
hear you, though, as far as, you know, I mean, a 13-year-old could have inflicted as much harm as obviously happened to George Zimmerman. I guess you'd still be in a position of defending yourself. Carl, appreciate the call. Who's next?
Let's go to Bruce. Bruce in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Well, two things. First of all, we're getting down into hypotheticals, and you can play that game all day long, and it's useless. The second one, I agree with Sue, the previous caller, the one before the guy. He should not have been there, period. The trial was about what happened when he was there, not how did he get there. And the evidence apparently showed that he was not guilty. However, the big question is, can a guy be a vigilante? I don't think we need them in the States anymore. When a cop say, or the dispatcher says, who is a cop, says, don't go, they shouldn't go, period.
Appreciate the call, Bruce. Thanks. 800-228-0550. Stephen Ray, your take. We're going to keep going to all the calls here, so we keep this moving, but get your reaction. Steve, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, on the news reports I was seeing before the results came back, a lot of the different stations were trying to voice comparisons of this to Rodney King. Now, I don't know where that all came up, but they said that they didn't see similar reactions in the different cities to that. And then it seems like they were baiting the public to react that way. And this brings to a point that you guys were saying about the reaction down in Denver, where people got to a point where they were looking for a fight. It's like it's not just Obama and the administration trying to bring Americans against Americans. It's the media as well. I mean,
it's good for ratings.
Yeah.
It's all about ratings. That generates the mighty dollar.
But like you said, I mean, it seems like the presidents that have brought the nation together, the ones we're chastising now for their previous endeavors, it's really a, like you say, a double standard. It's sickening.
Steve, thanks for the call. Steve on Ray, North Dakota. Media is about as irresponsible to some of the race baiting going on. If you
absolutely.
All right, more of your reaction when we come back at 800-228-0550 with Steve Bakken in Denver. I'm Scott Hammett.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Next hour, Senator John Hoeven will join us on the program. We'll talk about the Farm Bill and what happens now that the House has passed its version. It's obviously different than the Senate version. Talked about that last week. That was the big news. So what will the Senate do? We'll ask Senator John Hoeven coming up next hour. Also, Andy Peterson, president of the Greater North Dakota Chambers, with Steve in Denver.
And here.
There's another billboard up.
He's working diligently, too. I think he's planning on where to put the next several billboards.
North Dakota open for business, it says, caused a bit of a stir, mostly with Minnesotans, quite honestly. A few North Dakotans thought it was unneighborly, but anyway, we'll talk about that too next
time. I think those billboards should go around the country.
What is on your mind is our question today, and most of the answers have related to the Trayvon Martin case, 800-228-0550. One more time to call us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see what they think in Jamestown. Brian's going to tell us. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Brian, thanks.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir.
Say, a couple years back, I had a buddy who caught, I don't know, the kid might have been 14 or 15 years old, breaking into his car. And he ripped this kid out of his car and just pounded the snot out of this little kid. And he ended up getting all assault charges on the deal. What my point about this whole thing is I don't agree with what the guy did to the kid who broke into his car, but at the same time, aren't these children making a calculated risk when they choose to do things like that? I mean, is there no consequence for any of your actions, and all of this falls on the person who defends their personal property or themselves? I mean,
what I don't like in the legal system is the fact that, yeah, that does fall back on you. I look at it this way. If you're not where you shouldn't be, you're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah,
and if you are where you shouldn't 100%. Be, then guess what? You're going to have to deal with those consequences.
Yeah, and it's a calculated
Simple.
Risk. And you might run into a nice guy who says, hey, buddy, leave, or you might run into the guy who grabs a gun. That's part of the risk that you take when you choose to break the law. I mean, you know, it could happen the same way with the police officers, too. You never know.
It doesn't get any simpler than that. Don't be where you shouldn't be. You're not going to get in trouble. And you're not going to have to deal with the consequences of getting in trouble like that.
Have a good
Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Dave in Bismarck. Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. You know, Brian had a good point about being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But, you know, in our society right now, we're suppressing morality and promoting depravity. You know, ignorance or stupidity is expecting a different result than what we're getting. You know, as a society, our morals have degraded. You know, we need to turn this thing around.
How? What do you do, Dave? What's job one to turn it around?
Well, I wish I had the answer. You know, man, I'll tell you, everybody'd be coming to me for answers then. But, you know, it's simple. You know, we've gotten away from our moral values as a country. I don't know.
You're not going to get an argument out of me. I agree with you. I think that's the case. So the question is, how do you do anything other than pick up the phone and call someone to a group?
Promote it with your families. You know, fortunately, we haven't had any issues with that. I'm proud to say that our family is, they're of high morals. But, there are a lot of people out there. Fortunately, we're somewhat insulated in North Dakota. But,
well, I was just thinking that, too. As the upper Midwest, it's a different set of principles. And we are insulated to a certain degree against some of the other tensions that wind up popping up throughout the rest of the country.
Here's what really irritates me about this case. Go back to, again, this happened in, what, February of 2012, right? So we've been consumed with this for a year and a half. And after it initially happened, the facts of the case pretty much bore out the fact that, hey, this guy ran into somebody who would have killed him if he'd not defended himself, right? But he was not charged, okay? He was not even arrested. And there was this mob mentality that said, get him, get him, get him, get him, until they finally charged him, then put him through all this. Now we know the federal government, the U.S. Justice Department, was down there sowing the seeds of dissent by actually paying for people to be part of protests, for crying out loud.
And so everything is against doing the right thing in this particular case, and our justice system is broken. You know, we need to have faith in the justice system. You know, I think the jury made the right decision based on the evidence that was presented and the case that they had. But now everybody says that they were skewed. I don't think they were skewed. I think they made the right choice.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Dave and Bismarck. Let's go to Bob in Minot. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, plus I got a mouthful, particularly from these last four or five callers. I'd like to say one thing. Sue, if you're listening, I agree with you resoundingly. And I just heard one of the hosts say something, well, if you're somewhere you're not supposed to be, what does that mean? Trayvon Martin was a teenage black kid with a handful of Skittles just trying to get home. The dispatcher told Zimmerman, don't follow. We'll come. We'll come and check this guy out. Trayvon Martin, in my opinion, was murdered. He was confronted. He was in a white neighborhood. He was already nervous enough, and Zimmerman confronted him. Now picture it, guys. You're walking in a place where you're not comfortable, and a complete stranger walks up to you and asks you, what are you doing here? You've got a choice, fight or flight. You're already nervous. You're a teenage kid. I mean, race doesn't necessarily come into this, in my opinion, but also in my opinion, Zimmerman should be in jail as we speak, at least for manslaughter. He picked that fight. The kid fought back. And I agree with what you say about the federal government. They're capitalizing upon this, but I think this case was a complete travesty. I think reasonable suspicion laws have taken our country to a police state whereby anybody can say anything to anyone just because they're wearing a hoodie. That's not the America I grew up in. If a man's doing nothing wrong, he should be allowed to walk down the street. Do you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. And my comment to not being where you shouldn't be if you're going to get in trouble was in reference to the guy that got in trouble for pulling a kid who had broken into his car and he got assault charges because he beat the kid. That's what my reference was. As far as walking down a public street, great. This is America. You should be there.
I would say this.
What do you guys think of the verdict?
I mean, I think the verdict, again, wasn't in the courtroom said it all along, but for the
I think it was a joke.
The facts that I saw, they shouldn't even been charged.
The whole case was a joke. There's another agenda here, and it was a media circus.
But speaking of the media circus, I think Bob has been fed a line by the media. When you talk about your description of Trayvon Martin difference from what I know based on just digging a little bit, it wasn't some kid in the neighborhood with Skittles who happened to be there. It was a kid who had a record. It was a kid who was in trouble with the law, had stolen things, had used marijuana. There were a number of things. And by the way, the jury didn't get all of those.
And his text messages, when they got into his text messages, say he was looking for a gun.
Yeah.
Well, but that's neither here nor there. That wasn't the current case.
Maybe he had a record, but he wasn't walking down the street at that moment shooting people. He was walking down the street with Skittles. Zimmerman asked for it. He came for it, and he ran up against a tough kid who was willing to fight back. Zimmerman picked this fight, and Zimmerman should be in jail for manslaughter at least. That's my opinion, guys. I'm with Sue on this one.
Glad you called, Bob, because we've got a good mix of opinions out there. Appreciate it. Bob and Minot, thanks. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Ben in Fargo. Benjamin, what's on your mind?
Hi there. This is Benjamin, and I just want to talk about the Trayvon Martin case and about how the media played it up, especially a certain TV station called MSNBC, made it up to be a huge civil rights thing, how it's supposed to be civil rights activists, and we're all supposed to be worried about the civil rights of citizens, and how Trayvon Martin had no rights, and how he was profiled, you know. But if this was black-on-black crime, this wouldn't have even made headlines. Nobody would have cared. That's the thing. If it was a 29-year-old black man shooting a 17-year-old black boy, it was like whatever. And that's what kind of bothers me. Is like, I don't understand why we're making why certain liberal media sources are making this into a civil rights case or a civil rights movement, or, you know, bouncing off of that when it really is just a case based on the facts of the crime and what was committed there.
I did not watch. I didn't watch MSNBC on the night of the verdict, but I understand that they were in meltdown mode. Did you watch it at all?
Yeah. I flipped back and forth between the two because I like to see what they're spinning off and how I can, you know, kind of analyze their opinion. And I honestly think that they were treating it as it's a civil injustice, and it's so bad because it's social justice wise it was horrible because this older man who was of lighter skin color got away with killing a young black boy, and that's what it was about. It wasn't about the facts.
Although I will say, I heard a brand new term I've never heard before. What is a white Hispanic?
Yeah, honestly, what is that even qualified as?
What is that?
Well, that's race baiting, you know, is what that is. That's stirring the pot, and that's what's gone on this whole thing, which is a sad chapter.
That's the media stirring the pot.
And politicians. I mean, don't forget, President Obama said if he had a son, he'd be Trayvon Martin. I mean, he'd look like Trayvon Martin. I mean, it was just crazy. Ben, appreciate the call. Lots of calls waiting, so we're going to get to all of you here. Pat Mandan, you're next with your reaction on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I mean, we've heard a lot about this, both sides of the coin. None of us were there. If you've ever had anything to do with law enforcement lately, they can mix things up and twist things to wherever they need it to fit. There's a lot of politics involved in this. But when O.J. Simpson got found not guilty, was there riots? That's my only question. All of a sudden, it seems to be a one-sided thing.
You're 100% right. One more quick phone call before the break. Let's go to Mike in Belfield. Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it just really surprises me the amount of callers that are so naive that are calling in. They really should drive around our country and go to some of these major cities that we have and be down there at night and be white and see how welcomed you are and see what's probably going to happen to you. I've been out there and lived through a lot of that stuff, and they don't know, you know, all the crime that was going on in this particular area. That's why they had the watch. You know, it's like the one fella said, I'd be walking around with my dog. That's okay for North Dakota. But when you're out there in some of these major cities, you're going to need a whole lot more of the dog unless there's a dog that knows how to attack.
Mike, appreciate the call. One more quick one here. Do we have time? Jerry in Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind. Jerry?
Yes. Am I on?
You are, sir.
Okay, I kind of with the one guy about the naiveness. Part of the issue that I'm having with listening to these people is I don't think they followed the case very well.
Jerry, hang on one sec. We'll get more of your comments on the other side of the break. Stephen Mandan right behind that and others as well. This is What's On Your Mind. Hold tight, Jerry. Be back with you and your reaction next on the program.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, You're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hanna. I'm Senator John Ho the next hour for his reaction to the House passing the Farm Bill as just the farm programs without the nutrition programs. Also, Andy Peterson, who's with Steve in Denver at the Bakken Conference, president of the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk with him about the new billboard campaign. All right, Jerry in Fargo, sorry to cut you off there. Your point was before the break that the callers were being pretty naive here and not following the case closely enough, which leads you to a different conclusion than some of them. Is that right?
Yeah, because the whole thing was when Mr. Zimmerman made the call and he was told not to follow Trayvon anymore, he was done following Trayvon. What he was doing was looking for an address. He needs to fill out a report once he calls in for this block watch. He's got to be throwing out reports when he makes a call. He was looking for an address when he was jumped by Trayvon. He didn't encounter Trayvon. Trayvon jumped him. That's how Trayvon knocked him to the ground and started banging his head on the ground. I mean, it just people are looking at this, and they just don't have all the facts. I'll let you guys talk about it.
All right, Jerry, and that's a fair point. It's almost impossible to have all of them unless you literally are a junkie of the trial. But as I say, I picked up enough very early on in this case to say, wait a minute here, this smacks of race baiting, of politics, everything else, and a lot of you agree with that. Steve and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. You there, Steve? Let's put Steve on hold and come back to him. Maybe Scott and Bismarck, you're next on. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Scott.
Hey. Say, what I kind of got out of this whole deal is whoever's got the gun was kind of the winner, because if that Trayvon guy would have shot Zimmerman for following him and stuff, you think he would have been in the right or not?
Well, to me, the whole case revolves around the fact that you had the injuries George Zimmerman had, obviously, and you had the eyewitness reports of Trayvon Martin being on top of him, so I, you know.
Right, but if some guy was following you with a gun, what would you do? I mean, it's either run or fight, and if he's got a car, well, you're not going to run very far.
Did the jury get it right? Are you telling me the jury got it right or wrong?
I don't know. Like everybody else said, it should have been a manslaughter or something. I don't know if getting off free is right, but I don't think he. Yeah, I don't know. There should have been something, but not murder.
All right, Scott, thanks. Mark, Montana, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Where are you at in Montana, Mark?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. You know, my issue is that what people seem to be ignoring is that Trayvon Martin had MMA training. And I know that when I was in the Marine Corps, they would always tell us, you know, you need to be careful not to get into a fight, because if you get into a fight and you harm somebody, you could be charged with, you know, assault with a deadly weapon, because our training, basically under the law, they would view the training we had as us, you know, our bodies being a deadly weapon. So he had this MMA training, and when somebody's on top of you, punching you in the face and your head bouncing off the ground, what are you supposed to do? Not try to defend yourself? And it's a tragedy, but I don't believe that if George Zimmerman acted outside the law, the jury would have found him guilty, or would have found him, you know, they would have found him guilty.
And what is so, MMA training?
Mixed martial arts.
And who had that? You said Trayvon Martin did?
Trayvon Martin did, yes. He was, from all the reports that I've heard and read, he was, you know, an aspiring MMA fighter. And when you're kneeling on top of somebody and you're punching them in the face and their head is bouncing off the ground, you, at that point, you are a lethal weapon. Because it can take one punch and you can put somebody, you know, you could kill somebody with one punch. Or at the very least, you could cause great bodily harm.
Yeah, and the photos certainly bore that out, didn't they? They were compelling evidence. Appreciate the call, Mark. Thanks. Steve Grafton, quickly get to some last callers in here on this topic. Steve in Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Let's go to Steve in Grafton. Line 5, I think we're going to. Got a couple of Steves here, so hang on. Go ahead, Steve. You're up.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Apparently some people haven't listened to the recording the 911 dispatcher. Zimmerman called the dispatcher, everything went on. The dispatcher asked him where he was. He told him where he was at. All of a sudden he got out of the vehicle. When he got out of the vehicle, he was outside. The dispatcher asked him, are you following him? He said, yes, I am. We don't need you to do that, sir. So back in the car he went. When he got back in the car, I don't know why the heck he got back out of the car. But when he was talking to the dispatcher, he said, these bleep holes always get away. That's a key phrase right there. he had a vendetta. He wanted to get these bleep holes, and he wasn't going to let this one get away, and he did.
Did the jury blow it, Steve?
I think the prosecutors blew it. I don't think it was all out murder. I think it was more of a manslaughter issue. They were both defending themselves. I think Zimmerman should have stayed in his vehicle. He should have never got out of his vehicle again like he did.
Great mix of opinions from all of you today. Thank you very much. Mix in some more next hour amongst our guests on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for listening. Take a break for news and weather. Come back with more after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hardly a day passes without somebody calling to say, thanks for telling me about that great product that gets rid of smells. That's right. StopSmellNow.com is a new, improved, easy-to-remember website for this great product. Or call 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com or 855-800-ODOR. Here's Daryl to tell you why it works so great.
What it is we use the power of chlorine dioxide. Chlorine dioxide has been around for 100 years, but there's no way to produce it in a confined space. Our company designed it to produce it in a small confined space, and it destroys the odor permanently. It does not mask it. It eliminates it permanently. Like you said, a rotting meat in a freezer, we've had customers call us and give rave reviews. They put the product in. A day later, there's no smell in there again. It's gone.
We have a great deal for you. If you use the promo code SCOTT, you get 10% off your order and free shipping. 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go to the website, StopSmellNow.com, to order.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.